Okay, next item on the agenda is report, discussion, and possible action from the RFPG on update from the Region 8 technical consultant as it relates to 5.1, comments on draft lower Brazos River, Brazos Regional Flood Planning Report. 5.2, approved draft regional flood planning report for submittal by to the Texas Water Development Board by August 1st, 2022. And 5.3, discuss tasks 11, 12, and 13. Sam.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
Today is a big day, I think, for us to look at this plan and somewhat, I think, historic for this region to be able to put together the first regional flood plan for the Lower Brazos that ultimately goes into the state flood plan for the state of Texas. So I have a couple of things to go over today. If we go to the next slide, we'll just talk a little bit about where we are and where it is we're going to be here in the next couple months. And then I want to give just an overview of some additional tasks that have been provided through an amendment from the Texas Water Development Board to the Regional Flood Planning Group, and just show you what those are. There's no action on any of those things. Just talk about them. And when we come back in one of our later meetings, we can dive a little bit deeper into what it is that we want to accomplish with those. So if we go to the next slide, just looking through our schedule, and you can see here the way it's laid out, we are here, right, where the draft plan is due. It's due here next month at the beginning of August, and we have put the plan out there for review. On the next slide, you'll see the overall schedule and how all this fits in together. And the tasks that I mentioned, task 1 through 10, going through January, along with task 11. I'll talk a little about what that is. And then you'll see task 12 and 13, which we'll talk about a little bit later. Overall, the plan is to get to this first state flood plan to the legislature in 2024. To go to the next slide, I want to talk about the report that has been prepared for the for this region. And so you will see this report is available online on the website lowerbrazosflood.org. It's the draft report has two volumes to it, and the first volume includes 10 chapters along with an executive summary. And each chapter each chapter is aligned with one of the tasks in the scope of work. It's the way that the document was developed, so it aligns with the scope of work that was provided for this effort. And all these chapters have been presented to the group, have been made publicly available, except for chapter 9, which was in the executive summary, which are made available in this report. Everything else has been, a version of it has been put out for public review, as well as for the group to review. And then you'll see there's a second volume. It includes all of the maps that the Texas Water Development Board is requiring for submittal, as well as the required tables. There's a checklist that the Texas Water Development Board has provided. We're going through that checklist. There's been some updates on some things we need to look at as well to make sure we include. But in general, everything is already there. What we have not put online is the supporting GIS data, which is quite substantial. And this will be submitted to the Texas Water Development Board and will be made available to the public, I believe, once we put the report out after it's submitted to the board in August. So August 1st is our submittal date. We will include two hard copies, and two electronic copies is required by the board. These will be delivered to the Texas Water Development Board in Austin. And along with that, the group will have to submit a letter certifying that the plan is complete and adopted by the Regional Flood Planning Group. So the hope is today that the pending any comments, that the group is ready to move forward with submitting the plan, and we'll address any comments to wrap that up and submittal. What this does then afterwards on the next slide, you'll see that we will then get ready to post for a 60-day comment period. And during that time, we will deliver three hard copies to several locations across the region for public review. And I'll have those up here. We'll put an advertisement out for that, where those locations are. And we'll have that also on the website once that 60-day period kicks off. Looking kind of ahead from that, we are most likely not going to meet in August. But in September, we will hold a public meeting here in our, I'm proposing we hold a public meeting here with the, in our regularly scheduled meeting. This will invite the public to make any comments that they have on the report that's out there for review. And we'll close out those comments in our meeting in October. During that time, after that time, we will address any comments that the public has provided, as well as any comments from the Texas Water Development Board to submit the regional flood plan at the beginning of the year in January. So that is where we are. On the next slide, you'll see the locations where we will make the documents available. The hard copies, you can go and look at them. They'll be pretty substantial, hefty documents with the large maps in them, but they'd be good for folks that want to go look at these documents and read through them. But a digital copy will be available for download on the website. And we will, we're looking at whether we want to also provide individual chapters. We can download the individual chapters instead of the entire document as well, however makes sense for people to access these documents, but we'll have some conversations on how to make that available. So at this point, I just wanted to give you an update where things are and open it up to if there's any comments on the document that we've received, any comments from the RFPG, from the group, and if we are ready to move forward with approving this document to submit here in August. So Chair, turn it over to you for any comments on that people have on the report.
Alicia.
Sam, will you just explain the paragraph that gentleman asked about earlier, you know, that we added in a note and how, you know, our requirement to not duplicate efforts. I don't know if you heard the comment during public comment, but he was asking about the paragraph that's in there about the A&M study.
Yes, we can comment on that. I think
Matt can help us with that.
Yeah, I would like to. I plan on commenting on that one. We saw that as well, and I believe, you know, Sam, correct me if I'm wrong. I think what the purpose of that comment is trying to do is just acknowledge that they're doing that work, and that they potentially plan to submit findings to the group at some point. You know, as it relates specifically to that study, you know, speaking on behalf of BRA, we're aware of the study. We've known that A&M's been doing the work. We know that they've done stakeholder outreach. We've provided them with data and information. I do think the wording of that paragraph could be changed somewhat. I do think the way that it's written, it seems to be a little hyper-focused on Lake Limestone and the dam at Lake Limestone. And in all honesty, our understanding of that study is it's meant to be more broad and more kind of a holistic look at flooding on the Navasota, kind of answering the question of, has flooding gotten worse over time? If so, what are the potential causes? Obviously, the operations of the lake are one part of that. The wording of that paragraph almost seems to make it seem like the lake is the sole focus. And so we would like to see, you know, since we're taking comments on it, that language maybe softened a little bit as it relates to focusing on the dam at Lake Limestone. And I think acknowledging the study is fine. We know that it's an effort that they're doing. So
I also think acknowledging the study is fine. I'm a little surprised, though. I represent what I think is the largest taker of water on the lower Brazos, and I have not been contacted by Texas A&M in any way to have any discussion about this at all. And so you can't really talk about this from a flooding standpoint without including a discussion about water supply. And, you know, I've been talking about Lake Limestone for quite some time in a theoretical manner. It's not theoretical anymore. Right. It's happening right this second. Any water you see flowing in the Brazos right now downstream is release water from the BRA. And the BRA has run out of water in Whitney at this point. And you're currently releasing from Lake Limestone.
That's correct. Yeah.
And so any water that is coming to us and to Dow Freeport into NRG is coming right straight out of that water source. And just to remind everyone, just from my standpoint, we're providing the water for 400,000 people, the entire Texas City Industrial Complex, and the entire Chocolate Bayou Industrial Complex. And so just to put this into just one element of perspective, if Marathon doesn't have water, you think the price of diesel is expensive now. It'll be a little bit more expensive, I suspect, at that point. And so, again, the Texas A&M study, I'm thrilled to acknowledge it, but I question it as to what stage is in, because I've not been contacted. And we have Tim Finley today as an alternate. Tim, I wonder if you've been contacted by them. I think I may have lost him. Alicia, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm not aware that we have. I don't have an exhaustive view of our organization, but usually I hear if we've been contacted, and I have not.
Yeah, I'm okay with mentioning it, but it's got to be a study that is holistic to be useful. Yes, Alicia.
So I think Matt's comments were appropriate, that it needs to be clarified. I asked for this statement to be added because we got more comments about flooding in that area than we got in anything else in the entire study. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't want folks to feel like we didn't address it at all. The reason we didn't address it is because we're obligated not to duplicate efforts. And it's our understanding, as Matt described, that A&M is looking at flooding along the Navistoda that would include whether or not Lake Limestone is a thing. I don't really have a dog in that hunt, but the main thing was, there's a study going on looking at that flooding. And like what you described, Brandon, it's probably premature to where we know where they are and whether that would be any changes to the water usage. But the point is, from us as a flood group, I didn't want us to be completely silent on it, but the point is we're prohibited from doing redundant work. So I just wanted to acknowledge for all those people who made those comments that there is somebody looking at the flooding, and next cycle or when that study's done or whatever, then it would be appropriate for this group to see if there's any gaps. That was my intent, and I agree with Matt's. My understanding from talking to the folks who came to the College Station meeting is it is a much broader concept that they're looking at. And so it may be appropriate to clean that up a bit.
That's very cool. I'm looking forward to being contacted by them, and I suspect Dow is as well, as is NRG. Any other comments on this? Okay, do we have any other comments on the report? Otherwise, I mean, we're at a really great point here. We've pretty much finished our draft. We've done an enormous amount of work over the last many, many months. And I think we're about ready to go. Is there any other comments regarding this? Hearing none, I'm looking for a motion to approve the draft regional flood planning report for submittal to the Texas Water Development Board by August 1st, 2022.
Sujit Draksha, I'm so moved.
Motion by Sujit, do I have a second?
Alford, second.
Okay, we have a second. That Susan, that was you?
That was me, yes.
Okay, thank you. Do I hear any objection to the motion? Any objection to the motion? Hearing none, it stands approved. Excellent. Thank you, Sam, for all of your incredibly hard work. Oh, you got a Reich in. Oh, yeah. Yay. I'm a good distance from the screen, so sometimes I have a hard time telling the difference between a raised hand and applause. Thank you, Sam. I appreciate it. Okay, you have a little bit more for us today?
I do. I do have a few more slides to go through. And I just want to congratulate the group on putting this together. This is certainly the draft that is going to go out for public review, full public review. So it's a great moment to have this and to move it forward. So thank you for all of your work in providing input, and Chair for leading us through this endeavor. So thank you very much. So as part of this, it's not over, right? We've reached this milestone, but we're not done yet. There's still work to be done. So, but this is a big step that we've taken, and so just really excited that we are here at this point. But there are a few more tasks to be done, and we received an amendment from the Texas Water Development Board covering that cover tasks 11, 12, and 13. Our initial scope of work was tasks 1 through 10, which is where we have the 10 chapters. And I just briefly want to go over what are in these tasks that we'll be looking at, and then we should be able to wrap it up. So in this first slide here, go to the next slide. So in task 11, the scope of work is to conduct additional outreach to be able to get information that's supporting the efforts of tasks 1 through 9, which is all the modeling, all of the models that we collected, all the information that supports the conclusions that we arrived to in those efforts. So you can see here to gather data, models, and other relevant technical information. And this is task 11. We have been working on this task, doing this additional outreach. We had these outreach meetings. We've been calling folks, trying to get information from them, trying to make sure that some of their some of the things that we found, you know, when we did this initial and we did the initial pass of getting information from folks, there are a lot of people we didn't hear from. And so we went through a process of calling folks, asking them if they had anything they wanted to include. We looked online and looked through capital improvement project plans. We looked through master drainage plans. We looked through different things to see if there were anything that any projects or studies that would be relevant to this effort. And we pulled a lot of those in. And you remember, we had a huge list and we've pared it down quite a bit. But in the huge, you see on the list that we have, there's recommended and non-recommended. And a lot of the non-recommended projects or FMEs, FMSs, FMPs were really ones that were just not sponsored. We found them online, but we never heard back from the community as to whether they wanted to move forward with this. They actually wanted it included in the plan, and the group decided that if we did not hear specifically from the community, then there was uncertainty as to whether it should be a recommended effort, right, to be included in the plan. So they fall in non-recommended list. But we did a lot of work trying to contact folks and make sure that they wanted to include these. And there were some that we were able to then include in the recommended list because we did get support from the community. Yes, this is something they wanted to do. And so we did do a lot of this outreach here and talking to folks. I suspect that we will have some more folks that come to the table here in the 60-day period wanting to add things or wanting to move, see if we could move things from the non-recommended list to the recommended list. And so those are things we'll have to discuss in September and October and make some decisions on that end. But we do have the next task 12 and 13, which we'll talk about here. In task 12 is perform identified FMEs, identify, evaluate, and recommend additional FMPs. So with this task right here, really the purpose of it is to either perform some of the FMEs that are on the recommended list or move some of the FMEs, the evaluations that are really close to becoming actual projects, moving those over to the list. It's not a large budget, so we'll have to really think about how we want to do these things and which ones we want to move forward in January. What we want to do, we're going to spend the effort on actually doing an evaluation, or we want to spend the effort moving some evaluations to projects. We'll have a really tight time frame to work with, so we'll have to be decisive on how we want to utilize those efforts. And so what I want to do is in August, so when we come back in September, if we don't meet in August and come back in September, I want to try to bring some recommendations on how we can move forward with task 12 and what that would look like. So the way the group can have something to consider and maybe make some decisions before the end of the year on how to move forward with task 12. Are there any questions on task 11 or task 12?
Do we have any questions out there? Well, excellent, Sam. We're looking forward to it.
So the last task is task 13. Let me step one back one slide. This is just really showing what the things that we could cover in there. I already talked about these things here, but it's the FME analysis, looking at preliminary engineering, moving some efforts to projects. So these are the things, these different categories that we had, and these are things that we can do in task 12. But we'll bring a recommendation on how to move forward. So in task 13, really all we have to do then is task 13 is update the plan.
Let me stop you for a second. Charlotte, you had a question.
I do. I appreciate that. So this might be related to this task 11 and 12. So I'll ask it here, but just as we're thinking through, you know, the next month and the process of getting comments from the public, I guess I'd like to talk a little bit about that process and how this group will be made aware of those comments, because it could be that there's a lot of influence from public comments with those two tasks, and if projects kind of getting shifted around based on public comment. So up to you, Sam, like if that's an appropriate discussion for now or to defer, but those are a little bit entwined in my head right now.
Sure. So what we'll be doing is collecting all those comments during that period and providing responses to them, bring that to the group whenever we close out the comment period. We won't move anything from the non-recommended to the recommended list. The group will have to vote on that, whether they want to actually move those over. Just like we approved, or the group voted on what was to be on the recommended list, we'll bring forward any recommendations on if there's anything that needs to be moved from the non-recommended side to the recommended side of the list. We'll bring that to the group to vote on and to approve. But we won't do it unless we have approval. And that'll be close. It'll be basically it right in our November meeting, which then we have to submit in January. So we have to be really quick. So it's going to be really tight to get those moved over. Moving it from the non-recommended to the recommended list is not as big a lift. If people are bringing brand new efforts to the table, those are things that we'd have to consider doing early next year, I believe, with Task 12. That's something we can do in Task 12 and amend the document that was submitted to the Texas Water Development Board, and then revisit that and add some more FMEs, recommended FMEs, FMSs, FMPs at that time. I think that would be an appropriate timeline for that. Does that answer your question?
It does. Thank you.
So with Task 13, Task 12 will be looking. The group can decide if they want to use that time to add additional FMEs or FMSs, FMPs, that if people are bringing those to the table, add those to the recommended list. With that effort, we'll discuss that with the Texas Water Development Board to see if that would be appropriate, since it doesn't specifically call that out in the scope of work. But in Task 13, as I said, it's really the effort to then update the plan with all the information that's moved around, or if we have updated an FME, if we didn't actually did an FME, well, if we actually moved an FME to an FMP, actually did the work, the modeling, the analysis to develop a project from an FME that's already in the plan, that would be updated here. So that is what's coming. Like I said, there's no decisions today. I want to bring some recommendations on some of these projects that we could be looking at in more detail in Task 12 and 13. And hopefully we start hearing quickly from the public as to if they want to move things over, if agencies want to sponsor some of those non-recommended efforts and move them to the recommended side, so we can bring that to you for approval.
Sam, it looks like Alicia has a question for us.
Yeah, quick question, Sam. You may have mentioned it, but when do we have to, what's the deadline to finish 13? Like, how long do we have before we have to have that turned in?
So that the document, if we, you know, we'll go back to the slide, but if we have to have all that wrapped up by July of next year. So we start that in January. I mean, we're looking at about 6 months really to get into June to get everything updated. And then in July, we'd have to submit it. So it's really tight time frame.
Okay. Do we have any other questions of Sam? Well, excellent. Sam, do you have anything else for us?
One last slide, just looking ahead. I don't think a meeting in August is necessary, as we'll open up the comment period for the public. We'll be working with the BRA to collect those comments and providing responses, present those to the group. And we will have a public meeting in September here as the plan. And then that's where we'll be looking at a recommendation, start looking at some recommendations for what Task 12 and 13 would be included in Task 12 and 13. And so that's what I have. I don't have any.
Excellent. Thank you, Sam. Are there any other questions you might have of Sam today? Well, thank you, Sam. Charlotte, looks like you have a question. Nope. Was I mistaken?
Nope. That's me. I'm on mute.
Okay.
Sorry.
Okay.
Everybody gets one per meeting. I did want to just ask for a little bit of an overview again about the process to what's going to happen here as we open this up for public comment. Like, how are we advertising, sharing, encouraging public input?
So the plan is, Charlotte, is to, and I forget the date. It's August 22nd, I believe, is when we will open up the comment period. And all the comments will be submitted through the website. And we'll show that on there when we open the comment period, where to go, where to submit comments. Any written comments will be submitted on the website to the BRA. We will receive those comments, put together a log and track those. I suspect people will have other ways of submitting comments. Some people may want to mark up a document, send some submitted document. we can certainly have a depository for that type of information. But the process is to provide written comments on the document through the website. And we'll be collecting that information. Now, the documents will be, like I said, available online for download. We can make them as individual chapters as well. If people just want to see specific chapters instead of the entire document, we can make that available in that format as well. Pam, is there anything that you wanted to add on that end as far as the comment? I think that covers what we had planned at this point.
So I understand how the comments will be accepted, but or how, you know, someone can submit them, but what are we doing with the public to help people know that this is here for the public comment? You know, there was a lot of outreach initially to get data from different entities. And is there a list now that you guys have established to send out an email? Is there, you know, anything additional than BRE's social media? I guess that's what I'm asking, is to make this a real, you know, kind of public comment opportunity. How are we making the public aware that it is here for public comment?
Hey, Charlotte, this is Pam. I'll answer that a little bit. So when we will do the same way we do public noticing of a meeting and public noticing of a public comment period. We send that email out to our BRA newsletter. It's the same newsletter that everyone that finds out about BRA Board of Director meetings. We have a list that I keep that anyone that's ever requested information on meetings, we send that out to them. We also put our meeting notices on the BRA social media site. The same way that we advertise our regular meetings, how we'll advertise that, hey, we're requesting public comments on this document. I think I've covered, and of course, yeah, I think that in the state of Texas, Secretary of State's website and any other, but those are the main avenues that we do for that.
Yeah, so it'll be a social media blast, email blast. We have put together a list of folks. You know, when we first started the effort to contact people, we had, I believe the list was over 500 public entities to contact. We'll be sending it to that list of folks. And then the BRA has their public contact list as well that we will be providing that to. So it'll be through email. It'll be through social media. It'll be advertised on the website. And so that is the process that we have laid out.
I think you mentioned earlier that you were looking at making it to where you could download parts of the document as opposed to just the whole document. That may be a thing.
Yes, I did mention that. There's some, you know, the document itself, the chapters are relatively small in comparison to the entire document. So I believe volume one, which is the actual narrative, is about 30 megabytes, somewhere in that frame. Okay. But the maps and all the appendices is really, really large. It's a large document and it could take some time to download. So we may have to split that up into a couple of sections in case people just want to download maps individually instead of pulling everything down. So we'll coordinate that so that people can pull those things down as needed.
Yeah, if anyone's asking, that's not a problem on our end as far as the website. So, not an issue.
Okay, anything else? Okay, seeing none. Thank you, Sam.
Yep.